treble.
Yeah. Like that. Greetings. In the name of the Most High, there you are. Well, you know, may you live in ridiculously amazing, bizarre, never seen before times. You know, I'm so sick of it repeating over and over. I just can't stand it. Well, now you got your wish. There is no repeating. They're trying to take it into the end zone of, well, if they can't get their way, they're just going to go ahead and go scorched earth on you. And looks like that's what's happening, because they all feel, and I'm pretty good at, you know, sensing these things. They've got, whether it be bunkers or some kind of alternative plan where everybody in the club, you know, is going to be, you know, stowed away. The Bible and the sixth seal is saying, you know, they'll be hiding in the rocks, you know. So to me, it's like hiding underground in underground bunkers while they tee it up, go nuclear, go for the, you know, big starvation famine, hide from citizens, go totally lawless, you know, whatever it is on the surface, you know, set it up to be absolute hell and then disappear and watch it on their monitors. And of course they get off on it, you know what I mean? It's a big sexual charge for them. Especially when you are hurting, you know, innocents. You know, especially when you're hurting people that never saw it coming. And there's less and less of those. You know, here's the thing. There's a lot of people now who, you know, see what's going on, see that, you know, finally their eyes are opening. It's hard to imagine they're still playing this game of, you know, January 6th and all that stuff. Because the real thing is mass extinction on purpose. And, you know, that is evident in every country on earth. They're stealing all this money from American citizens. You know, billions of dollars, sending it to Ukraine where it goes from there, God only knows. But it doesn't go for the benefit of Ukraine at all. Zero. So now we see this game afoot, and Biden's openly doing this to you. Do you have any idea how rotten this person is to the core? I mean, how absolutely rotten. And he's just basically the same as everybody else on his team, in the Congress, at the, you know, there's a few good people here and there, as we've seen recently. And then they want to kill Clarence Thomas because he's taking away their precious sacrifice to Moloch. And then they keep saying, I choose myself. It's my career. It was either a baby or a career. I chose a career. Well, who told you to choose? It's not on me. Whether you choose a career or not, is that you don't want to take responsibility for what you did. Like if I murder somebody, I'm going to go to the slammer, and I'm going to do so much time, or even be executed for it. You know. So if you give birth, same thing. You create a birth. It's like you create a death. And, you know, the responsibility is, you know, that's a life. And if you kill that life, then you're murdering a child. In this case, a baby in the womb. Well, that doesn't exist. No, only an idiot would think anything else. An absolute moron fool that you wouldn't want in your life anyway. You certainly wouldn't want someone like that in your life making decisions for you when they don't value any, you know, when they have no values. They have zero values, and they have values. But anyway, let's get to, some of this is anger toward, you know, the people here that don't seem to see what's coming. So I want to keep it on that, you know, on really the more on the God judgment side. And, you know, it's, let me dispel a few rumors, number one. Number one, you know, there is God's plan that you can get alignment with. It's not going to be your plan of positive thinking or consciousness manipulation or any other New Age concept. That is not going to work and will not give you you're going to wind up heartbroken that you didn't get the future that you had envisioned, you know, when you thought you would win. You know, our job is not really to be involved in winning or losing here. It's not even about winning or losing. It's not about winning or losing at all and having, you know, some stellar life in this dimension, in this realm. It's really about it's really more about, you know, redemption of souls as the plan. You know what I'm saying? It's really more about redemption of souls than it is having this spectacular world. Let me give you a few examples of why you're wrong. Okay, number one, you're wrong because coming up with some kind of a plan for a wonderful world, you know, for people here that are wicked to the core, is only making a joke. Just, okay, he's here. I got my new puppy. Dasha's not here to bark. Now, Benson here. I have Benson. You have to envision Benson. I think Trish has put up a couple of pictures of Benson. He's over here. Get up there. You're not quite. But the puppy thing is coming out of him now. He's really fast. A really fast dog. Really fast. He's the kind of dog that just hangs. And he's, whatever you're doing, he just hangs. He'd be good hunting, I think. Probably great at getting, you know, if you shoot down a few ducks or quail or something, he'd be good at getting those, retrieving some retriever in them. But just a good hang, you know. It's just like, you know, the kind of dog you take to the beach and you wouldn't worry about it. You know, you wouldn't deal with a leash or anything. You know, I call those beach dogs. And, or a cowboy dog, you know what I mean? Just out on the range dog and a porch dog. Anyway, he's, certainly no, you know, replacement for my beloved Dasha. She and I had a very deep relationship, you know, and, you know, psychically, I guess, you know, psychologically, but psychically, really. And, you know, I don't think I've, it wasn't the same as when I lost my daughter. That was a different kind of grief, but it was same intensity. But I went and sort of forced myself into this because I was concerned about Eli suddenly being alone, and I, you know, realized, and he's old and his hind legs are not doing too well, and I'm trying to ask the Lord to, you know, just I'm doing this little kind of a massage thing just right down the middle, because what happens is legs, there's dysplasia, separates. You know, the legs come out of the sockets, you know what I mean? They separate. And it seems there's this one, you know, but we keep our eye on it, you know. We're going to keep working at that. And I think that we went to the shelter, and I said that's one of the bright spots here in Santa Fe. I think you can get an abortion there, too, if you like. And you can euthanize your children if you like, you know. You know, and then had Eli there, and you know, sort of tested him out, and you know, and you know, puppy's 7 months old. You know, he's going to be rambunctious, but he wasn't that rambunctious. And then I remember this lady came by, and she said, you know, this is the best dog. You know, his name to begin with was Bunsen. And then we renamed him, just took one, you know, changed one vowel to Benson. And so we you know, she was saying that that's the best dog here and all that. I really hope you adopt him and all that. And he was just so mellow and so kind of fun to deal with. And really a striking, just like the perfect, you know, dog. When you think of your dog and you think of Americana and dogs and stuff, this is like, this would be the, right, in a Norman Rockwell painting, this dog would be there, some, you know, on the sidewalk or somewhere, you know. So you know, and it's just been, you know, a winning relationship from day one, and getting here, and we're doing some cage training, and he's just been perfect, and he seems to understand it, you know what I mean, and understands what's happening, and. You know, it's just, it was a very, you know, I feel very blessed that there was this thing going on, and I'm still, you know, grieving for Dasha. Just really the way that, you know, you could see to the spirit of the dog that, you know, that in the spirit of Dasha, you know, it was equal to me in a way. It was like I was dealing with the spirit of Dasha like a person, you know, but then the surface is the dog, you know what I mean? And dog's instincts, dog's understanding, and all that. And so anyway, she had to go. She had German Shepherd, you know, they all have like a potential heart issue and things like that. And so she had a sudden death experience about 8 years old. And at nine, it's really, they live between 9 and 13 is average. And, you know, she was just shy of that. But I mean, I could see she was, there's no chance to get her to any vet or anything. So she just kept breathing, kind of labored breaths. And it wasn't that bad, really. And then at night, it started up again. And then she just said goodbye and went out and died, just like that. Went out to the where she was comfortable, died, and she kicked the water bowl, kicked the bucket, you know what I mean? When they die, then there's like a kick, you know, at the moment of death. And then that was it, you know. And now we have Benson. I call him Benz. She calls him Benson. I call him Benz or Benson. But the nice thing about this guy is that he's just so, you know, he just is there. He's just there with whatever you're doing. And, you know, and he's just, it's great. It's a, you know, great outcome. And I think this was good not to wait this time. And I think it's really helped Eli. Eli looks all happy now, like he's the top dog now. So he's like, he's been, he gets irritated with him though, you know, when he's, you know, when he starts getting rambunctious and jumping on him and stuff. And that's just puppy stuff, and that's not always going to be. So anyway, I'm glad you know, you were, I kept broadcasting through this period, even through the grief of that, like I did with my daughter. And, you know, let me just put it this way. The world was never made, you know, so that people would just have this, you know, what we used to call a Disneyland experience. Now that's, you know, turned out to be Pedophile Central. So it's like, you know, and Child Abuse Central. But I mean, before that became so obvious, I guess. They're pushing it all now to see how much people will accept. If you'll just, they feel, see, the way they feel, and this is really, you know, what I've really kind of picked up on. They feel they won at 2020 with COVID. You know, they feel they won. So now they feel they can come out of the closet, you know what I mean, and put all this stuff in your face that they know you don't like, you know, because they won. And they can have this big cultural difference. And there is nowhere in the world where their perversions and abominations would be acceptable. Nowhere. Nowhere in the Bible did anything like that ever last. It was wiped out. There's nowhere in the world where they would be acceptable. And all their clubs and all their human rights bullshit, everything they do is not just dumb, but it's designed to you know, to ensure, you know, the... See, there he goes. The wrath of God. I mean, you know, if you're abusing children, if you're sacrificing babies to Molech, you know, and you're abusing and you're like, you know, and if these perverts are allowed in, these predators to, you know, sodomize, you know, babies and stuff, I guarantee you, you're going to be wiped out. You're not going to be there. Just cause and effect alone. God, just cause and effect alone will take care of that. And so in that department then, when these people decided to come out of the closet and rub it all in your face, which is how you feel now, right? When they did that, they forgot that there was any wrath of God or any kind of repercussion. They forgot that they were doing evil because they do it so matter-of-factly. And the things that I saw over this, you know, this abomination month called Pride Month, which is now, it just stands for child abuse. That's all it stands for. We want the right to abuse children and cut their genitals off and, you know, and do whatever we want with them. I mean, that's basically where it all wound up. Sad, but true. And anybody with any common sense would tell you that. I mean, nobody is going to defend, you know, the indefensible. And I think that the top pinnacle of arrogance and you know, and perversion and just basic evil is in the Pride Parade, and I think it's in Seattle, where I'd seen, you know, the grown men on bicycles, you know, fully nude, and then there were other little videos of, like, you know, in front of children, you know, parading around, then doing sex acts with each other. And like I said, you know, by the time I got to them pissing in each other's faces in front of children, you know, in order to break them in. I mean, we know what they're up to. We know how sick it can go. We know how, you know, and well, they'll eat poop. I mean, I think there were some talk about poop being eaten on the street. And I told you about the poop eating thing, how that becomes a big ritual that they do, you know, where the formal dress and you have this formally dinner and you eat poop because they feel it gives them power. Anything that's opposite of God or anything that's an abomination, they, you know, Satanists will engage in thinking it's going to get them more favor with Lucifer or will get them further down the road to power. And they're all competing. And, you know, the ones that really get to the top are always the ones who are ruthless and have to be murderers. You can't get to the top without causing some death somewhere, even if it's suicide. So this is the common understanding. We've been talking about this for 20 years. It's never been refuted. People would, you know, would question me to see if they thought, you know, I was able to defend my positions. I don't have a position. I'm just reporting what I know to be true and what I've seen, what I've heard, what I've seen as a witness. And what I've gone through and what the whole secret was. The whole secret was hiding this truth of, you know, what they do, you know, to each other and in their families and to their children and to, you know, other people and also, you know, controlling nations, controlling food supplies. You're seeing that now. All this comes from that same cabal, from that same group, who would just as soon get in and build an ark. I think Harari was saying they were going to build an ark and they would survive and they could care less what happens to the rest of the human race. And we know that's what that clown thinks. He's an absolute fool because the fool says in his heart there is no God. That's his number one fault, intellectual fault, you know, because you can't say that. You can't not observe the creation and say that with any kind of seriousness, or you're just a clown. You're not a serious person. A serious person would take it. You can grapple with it. You can take each side of it. You can argue philosophically about it. You can have that argument about the existence of God, or, you know, if God is a person or not, whatever. But as soon as you start devolving into New Age thinking, New Age consciousness, I think, therefore, once it gets to that point now, they do have those kind of powers in these satanic circles where it's called magic, the practice of magic. Yes, and so they think it and they get it. They think something about you, like you're going to do the Aleister Crowley ritual where they think you're going to fall and they try to walk behind you, let's say, and they make you fall. You fall to the ground. You don't even know why you did. But they're exercising those powers, those psychic powers. And you know, so, you know, at the same time, you know, reality, I like to say reality is fluid because God's always changing the reality. You know what I mean? But consciousness, our ego-centered consciousness does not, you know, necessarily, you know, provide you know, different worlds that would be, you know, a whole lot of fun to hang in. You know, that's not the point. The point of being here at all in the first place as a human being is redemption of the soul, you know, or discovery of God. And in that discovery, you know, submission, you know, ultimately redemption and the healing of the breach. There's a breach that needs to be healed. And that's the, really, there is no other, you know, God does deal with nations and stuff, but I mean, it's mainly, you know, individuals who are going to have, you know, salvation is when you die alone. When you come through the birth canal, you come through usually alone. But I mean, when you die, you definitely die alone. You know, even if you die with a bunch of people, you've got to go do it alone. And, you know, so redemption deals with the individuals. And, you know, sometimes it's a collective thing when it, you know, if a town repents, like Nineveh, and, God is, you know, recognizes that. I think there's like a lot of people praying for this Roe versus Wade, you know, overturn and, you know, and other things, you know, get these monsters off the people's back. They're stealing all the money and stealing billions of dollars. Another way they steal wealth, another thing that they do that's a wealth transfer is that they create inflation on purpose to transfer wealth to themselves. And so the people benefiting are the Biden family, the Pelosi's, the, you know, the usual suspects, the Hillary's and the, you know, the various people and all the kingmakers and the, you know, the real club people, the people that are really in that golden door where nobody has a key to it. You know, you have to, that's the rarefied top of the food chain, the top of the pyramid. And that is kept secret because if the people ever found out what those people are, you know, you see them on TV, what they're doing right in your face. If people ever found out what they've done to you, if y'all ever found out what they've done to you, you would kill every last one of them. You would be completely so enraged. There would be nothing else but rage if they could figure out what happened to them, which they haven't been able to do yet. But if they ever do figure out what you guys did and how you plotted the death of billions of people and you know, poisoned all the food and, you know, made people an experiment, did all this stuff that's got nothing to do, again, with the purpose of life here on Earth, that these low-level, you know, intellectually challenged people, they always pick low-IQ people to be in their club. You know, obviously, there's some smart ones that are business people and all that, but they have a business acumen, you know. They don't have the spiritual smarts. They don't have the real genius. And that's by design, too. Because if they did, they would repent. Absolutely. Absolutely. Again, the fool denies, you know, God. And the fool says in his heart, there is no God. And the fool winds up being the Roman Empire. The Roman Empire is the clown. America is the clown face. And now being ignored by everybody, America's gone. And Biden's done it right in front of you. And people just like, we're in a, you know, and I see these people on like Fox News, you know, and they're still on this Trump thing. And I'm like, it's hard for me to even imagine the degradation that goes on in the soul of a guy like Bret Baier, but how he winds up being just so, you know, groveling in the dirt and mud and slime to his masters. I mean, you know, he has a son that barely made it, had to have an operation early on, and you'd think, well, for your son, by God, man, you have enough money, but for your son, would you straighten up, please? You're an embarrassment to all that has ever lived. Oh, but the surface people, they'll have a ceremony and they'll do a John McCain ceremony and send you off like you're a big hero. Just to keep the secret. Just to keep it hidden. The real truth. you know, the real secret, the secret of hypocrisy, the power in hypocrisy, the power in evil, the power in Antichrist, the power in, you know, rejection of God, which this nation seems to be full on, you know, pretty much full on into, except for people, you know, in various states who are, you know, who still realize there is a God and they would have respect and fear of God because, you know, and want to get in alignment with God. And these people are doing everything they can to try to right the wrongs. But there's so many people involved in wrongs all around us. And this whole thing about, you know, I find it interesting how there's this thing with the celebrities and abortions. Like it's I guess it's their free way to have human sacrifice without really having to kill someone. You know what I mean? Without having to kill like their mother or something so they can stay famous. So, you know, the idea that, you know, NATO is moving nuclear weapons to the western border of Ukraine and elsewhere in Europe. And it's all, you know, because they can't just, because Russia is pretty much almost done with what they were going to do. And of course, Russia's prosperity, as I predicted right here on the Zephyr Report, Russia's prosperity, Putin not only won, but he's finally making his country prosperous. Because of the oil sales and this gold-backed ruble has been a huge success, and so he's like, you know, it's not even funny. But they want to keep it going. They want to keep forcing it. Like I said, if Biden could get Putin to nuke the United States just by provoking him, you know, into this big, then all these leaders could wash their hands of responsibility. You know what I mean? It's almost better than but they kill everybody, then there's no one to come after them. They know what they've done, but it dies with them now. And I've always known that about the U.S., how when it finally goes corrupt, the Pentagon, the military-industrial complex, will actually nuke itself. They'll nuke their own people. It's sort of like, we saw the false flag down in Uvalde, you know, the Uvalde stand down of the cops. And when we saw that, within 10 minutes, we said, okay, this is what's happening. They want to push this political thing of gun control, eventually lead to confiscation. The word came down, you know, through the feds to them down there. You know, we got a kid who'll do it. We gave him some new AR-15s they couldn't afford, but we gave it to him with all the ammo that he would ever like. And we gave it to him with body armor that he couldn't afford, but we gave it to him. And then we trained him. And then he's all, you know, he's been, you know, he's ready to go. And so you just wait until he kills everybody. And then you go in. And then we go ahead and have the vote to restrict for the red flag laws. Because the red flag laws will lead to confiscation nationwide. And that's all they wanted to do. So they did what it looked like a kind of a classic Obama, you know, false flag. So they kill all these innocent children, you know what I mean? So that's on Biden. Biden kills these children because he knows he needs that in order to take that to Congress to get, you know, because his masters are telling him you got to get rid of the guns before we can, you know. So the people, the Republican Party, who's also deep in the tank and the whole, you know, pedocracy, the whole sort of, you know, this whole kind of, I guess, pedophilia represents the snake eating its tail, in a sense. You know what I mean? You know, I know a lot of you, like me, I'm into expansion. You know what I mean? Not contraction. And when a society feeds on its own, when the super elite feed on the common people by stealing from them, stealing their children, turning out a lot of children into, you know, these brothels and these human trafficking networks, which are run by government agencies all over the world. While the people trust the government to protect them and they pay their taxes dutifully and they follow the laws And they have no idea that their children have been spied on and nabbed for their various features or whatever, because there's a huge thing going on. They don't also understand that the people really running Washington right now are the cartels in Mexico. And why are they running? Because they make billions per day. Think about that. Billions per day in one day. What are they going to do with all that money? You know what I mean? So that's the wash it through the... So there's where your whole immigration thing, New World Order, you know, mad scientist, Fauci's met his, you know, comeuppance. Everything we said about Fauci and all these people, the Chinese and, you know, Wuhan, the whole bit, has all turned out to be 100% true. So now how do you feel, America? And America is in denial. America still won't believe that they got played with the pandemic and the rest of it. They won't believe that they got played with the vaccines, even though, you know, we're heading toward, I think, around a billion dead from that, probably ultimately, you know, by 2026 or 2027, something like that, around a billion dead that will die from these shots. You know, you say, well, yeah, this guy got a shot 2 years ago, he's still fine. Yeah, well, year three is coming up. So a lot of the people that have gotten the shots are now waking up and are really, really angry that they got the shot because they're worried about dying. And they want payback and they don't know what to do. And they're you know, going mad, going insane. And then you have the typical, and now here's another thing you get to see right now. You see the demon possessed. You get to see him right in front of your face, like not, you know, right there. And again, when people engage in abominations, they engage in crimes against their fellow man or hurting innocent children or doing any of these things, any common sense. You know, what you reap, you know, God is not mocked. What you sow, so shall you reap. That is a, you know, a truth anywhere in the world, anytime. So people will reap what they, you know, will reap what they've sown. And that's what you're seeing with, you know, the people that are, you know, getting, you know, brought up on, you know, not charges yet, but I mean, you know, the guilty are becoming more and more evident. I think that guy Berla, the head of Pfizer, was supposed to be getting an award in Israel. And the people were booing him and calling him a criminal. You know, he used to have a stellar reputation. He was like the big hero of Israel. And now he's literally seen as a Nazi, you know, war criminal or something along those lines. What you know, God is not mocked. You know, don't envy these evil people. They have nowhere to go. A guy like Fauci's got nowhere to go. You know what I mean? He's lost his reputation. He's lost everything. He could just die an old man now. They're probably going to just shuffle them off the stage along with the rest of them. And some of them are getting arrogant on the other side, like this Harari guy is threatening now to kill the entire human race, and they're going to go off in an ark. Like God would have favor on that ark, right? That would be the last place I'd want to be, is on their ark. Now we're going to escape the, you know, all these horrible things because we're going to be on the ark. I wouldn't want to be in that ark. With someone that stupid, I don't like the idea of stupid people handling, you know, making decisions for me. And then, of course, you know, the celebrities, they have to do what they're told. They have no freedom whatsoever, and so they'll all, you know, keep pushing their big, you know, I wonder where the pussy hats have gone. You know, the pink hats. It's time for the marches. Remember those? How intelligent was that? When you see people marching and protesting for, you know, a right that maybe, you know, probably in their state they already have it. They, you know, they nothing has been taken away. And I also mentioned, you know, with the push for the transgenders, that's another abomination. And, you know, that will come back, obviously to haunt the people that are pushing it. The teachers bear responsibility, and they need to be, you know, they definitely need to be dealt with legally. Because what's going to happen is a lot of these kids that were that have allowed these teachers to cut their and parents to cut their genitals off will feel they were coerced into it as they get older, they get through puberty, and they will have regrets. And maybe not all of them, but probably most of them will feel they were railroaded into it, and they will be suicide victims. I mean, there's just it just doesn't add up to – no, there's no life after that. I mean, they could sit there and be, I guess, mentally ill or a victim or, you know, a half person. But they will always have the scar, if they do live, that they were castrated against their will and pushed into something, you know, that is not true. That is an abomination because it's not true. Our truth is the one thing that's not an abomination. And then, you know, the deaths will begin. And they know this because they're not pushing this in, you know, in certain countries. Like, for example, China, they're not pushing any of this stuff. You know, Disney's pushing it big time. And they're pushing, you know, they have like characters that are transgender that are trying to find the right tampon in the store, and then they get helped out from someone else, a girl that knows good tampons, and she says, this is the best brand. I mean, that's what's happening right now. Kids are watching that on TV. So what does that make Disney? You know, we can just go on and on and on with examples. I mean, but, you know, it's obvious that they want they feel they won, and they want to have this all out in the open and accepted. You know, remember, it used to be that Disney would put, you know, they would put little, you know, subliminal messages in their cartoons of, you know, trying to sexualize children. And so now it's not. Anyway, there's no other reason to sexualize children than for adults to have use of the children. Period. Period. End of story. That's it. It's got nothing to do with raising the children. They could care less if the children never die. In fact, it's probably better for them if they die. You know, because they have no, right? Because what are you going to do? And then the idea of making the abominable something that couldn't be, making that legal and forcing people to look at it when they know it's wrong. You know, the right way to raise children is, you know, children are going to be curious about sex and everything else. They discover all this as they go, and it's just all part of growing up, you know. But forcing an agenda, that's something else. And forcing an agenda that involves, you know, either castration, chemical or otherwise, or hormone therapy or things like that to try to feminize people so you know, guaranteed they're not going to have children. Of course, that's a forcing everyone to be gay, well, then there won't be any children, you know. And this whole emphasis on all this stuff. And they say the reason they're doing it is because they're fighting against the evil patriarchy of the Bible. They don't understand what the Bible even is, let alone could, I mean, they have no right to even critique it because they have no clue what it is. They don't know. They don't know what it is. They think it's a book people follow. It's not exactly what it is. And, I mean, it's got that in it, but it's not exactly that, right? So they don't know what they're talking about. Guaranteed. I mean, it's like constant. And, but they're fighting against it, and they're fighting against that evil patriarchy and that evil Yahweh who is, you know, even wanting, you know, wanting Abraham's son as a sacrifice, you know, or Abraham was maybe worshiping Molech or whatever all these different interpretations are of, you know, when Abraham was going to, sacrifice Isaac, you know, his beloved son, you know, it was a test of loyalty or whatever. But I mean, they wanted to make it like what psychopathic God would do something like that or would put Abraham in a position like that or would even be like that. And then, there's all kinds of ways of looking at that story and not seeing it as some evil thing. I, you know, in the end, I think that Isaac was spared, was he not? Well, the Israelite, they came out of human sacrifice. So yeah, they were all human sacrifice. That was the old pagan way of human sacrifice. Babylon, human sacrifice, sacrifice to Moloch, the Babylonian god. And, it was just, a constant issue. But that doesn't make it right just because everyone is doing it, just because, people are trafficking, 2-year-olds for sex. It doesn't mean it's right to have sex with them, does it? You'd think that people would have some human dignity or some sense of, of self, that they would think better of, raping a child. Because it's, the next step, as we look in the future, isn't, just having consent that children are having sex with adults. I mean, that's going on. Pedophilia is, an open thing now. It's families that like to have pedophilia, they're all doing it. They don't have any fear of being busted. And, all of that leads to the end of civilization, the end of, it's an end of life kind of thing. We've been warning about this, and we've been talking about the fact that this was the system for a long time. People that end up relating to the system and they think they get their job or their money from the system are in some ways playing ball with this reality, whether they're, a lying witness or they're looking the other way or whatever. They do that in order to, because they're afraid of not getting a paycheck should they not be in compliance. If you're in compliance with their system, then you're not with God, obviously, because their system requires godlessness. It requires renunciation of God. It requires hunting the children of God. It requires, persecuting them. It requires playing games. It requires becoming a gang stalker. It requires being a liar, a murderer, a thief. It requires all those things for that paycheck. It's getting to be a very expensive paycheck, isn't it? Wouldn't it be better to have an economy that works for people where you don't need, put in an honest day's work and get a paycheck? Wouldn't that be a something? And, the reason that this system is so pervasive, even though it's still some kind of an open secret, I guess it's a secret. People actually think that joining that system is a rite of passage. And a rite of passage technically has to do with life, not death. The rite of passage in that system has to do with death, not life. When I explain this to people, they go, "Oh, yeah, but I know it's okay." Go bury. You got things to do. It's like what Jesus said to the rich young ruler. He said, "Master, I know you're the Messiah, but I've got to go bury my father, then I'll return." And he told him to get out of here. He said, "Let the dead bury the dead." That may seem cold and cruel. Let the dead bury the dead. Look at this guy. He finds the truth, finally. He finds the way, finally. He finds the life, finally. He finds the axis of all things, finally. He finally finds the answer to all questions. And then he has to go bury his father. Then he'll be back, though. Let the dead bury the dead. Just like that. Just people look at Jesus and go, "God, you're cruel." No, some things just become cut and dried. That was the rich young ruler was put to a test of, "Lord, what are you going to choose, Messiah or your father to bury?" Are you going to go? You know, I got to go to the wedding, and then I'm going to be all yours. I've just got to, you know, deal with these people, and, you know, and then once I've got that straightened out, then I'll be all yours. I'll be back. I know this is the way. I just have to get my affairs in order, and then I'm all yours. Sometimes God doesn't give you that choice, you know. Sometimes God just says, move. If you love me, move. There's a lot of things. And then a lot of people observe, they go, well, what kind of cruel God is that? That's like, if you don't move right then, you could lose your way. It's like, yeah, there could be a blessing, and if you don't heed to it right then, the blessing is withdrawn. That's the way God works. That happens all the time. I think, you know, in wondering what to pray about, you know, I think people need to pray really for their own, you know, prayer should be an ongoing conversation with God. It should be ongoing, you know, all day. All the things you are insecure about, all the things that you care about for your future and your children and your children's children and your job, your companies and your things you're trying to keep going, you're trying to doing everything you can to survive in this situation. The problem that people are facing is that this situation has been going on with the full knowledge of the American people, let's say, for most of the time. Most of the people in America kind of gave a nod and a wink to it. You know, they sort of gave consent to it. And that's what that repentance is what's missing. But that repentance of, look, I'm sorry, you know, I was blessing murderers and thieves and perverts and God hatred. And, you know, I was kind of just looking the other way at all that. And, you know, because I just didn't want to interrupt my my lifestyle. But the real answer is, but God is the author of lifestyles. Well, you know, that's lots of fools. You'd mean you wouldn't trust God, but you would trust Satan? In the form of the group of people above you that seem to have a right to know everything about you, don't they? They know everything about you. They know all about you. Well, one thing they don't know is about me. They don't know me, and they're just not sure about it, you know, because God keeps us, you know, very mysterious. He hides us in a mysterious way. Sure, if they knew you had certain gifts and things, they'd be hounding you. Why do you think they practice all this black magic and Santeria and hoodoo voodoo and all that stuff? They're trying to get power. The power that an innocent child in dedicated to the Lord has all that power and a million times more. It's just that it doesn't have, there's not this self-consciousness about it. If they could have, that's another reason they would like to sacrifice Christians, is just because they don't want the world to know that Jesus is what I've said he is. They want people to be called fools if they say Jesus, oh yeah, that old patriarchal, you know, whatever the arguments are, you know, it doesn't really even matter. But I do see people out there trying to kind of be like a little bit on the other side, nodding and winking, and then trying to get along with everybody, not wanting to say something that would offend. Well, you know, the thing is that truth offends. You know, the word Jesus, here you go, Jesus, Jesus, Yeshua, Jesus, Yahusha, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Why does that offend them? It doesn't just offend them. It drives them insane. Because they have tried to get rid of that name or make it like, oh, that's nothing. It's loser religion. Most people in the United States, by the way, have fallen away from Christianity, which I suppose is what we're talking about to a certain extent. And you know, most of they don't go to church. They don't. So the churches are inviting in the whole, you know, culture war. And pretty soon that, you know, you can go to church, you can get an abortion, you can cut your dick off and turn your gun in all at once. And then you can take the American flag and stick it right up your ass, because that's where it belongs. But I think another problem that happens to people, you know, besides trying to be politically correct and not offend anybody, which, you know, eventually you just lose all your friends. But I mean, I think what ends up happening, though, is they are so eager to please, again, to get that paycheck, to get that whatever it is they think they're going to get, which usually they don't get it at all. But they end up compromising themselves so much that, you know, let's say if it's a, you know, we were talking about, I was listening to this guy, Wayne Allyn Root, talk about Howard Stern, how he wants to debate him. Because he feels that as soon as Stern married his wife, she cut his balls off. So there is that, too, because he went full leftist after that, you know, all into Hollywood hating Trump and wanting people arrested, and if you don't take a jab, you should be arrested and thrown in jail. Just start becoming this, like, totalitarian, you know, sort of, you know, Nazi leftist, Stalinist sort of a figure, which all began, according to Root, when he got his wife, and saying his, you know, Hollywood wife, actress wife, they're all the same. You know, they want to cut their husband's balls off. You know, all of them. That's what they want to do. They want to cut them all off and turn them into, let's say they were, you know, semi-patriotic or whatever, which is, I guess, more masculine thing. They want them to go full leftist. You know what I mean? So they want to influence them and their kids and everybody to join in, which is really the Pied Piper of pedophilia that is calling the tune for the world, because the world is run by these people and the pedophilia, pedo trafficking and all that stuff. It's all part of, that's all, you know, that's the crown jewel. That's the thing that drives them all into being alike with each other. And so now you see with the major corporations and everybody that all their policies and everything you see is all uniform, the same club. You're seeing the same people and the same emphasis on children, because they figure you can't say anything about it now. It's all, you know, becoming legal and normal now. You have to go along with it and take your jab, offer up your children, you know, or whatever it is, you know, I mean, but that's the, and, you know, I was thinking back about Walt Disney, and people said, well, if Walt Disney knew what, you know, Disney was up to with, they're pushing these agendas, he'd be turning his grave. I'd say, no, he's not. This is exactly what he was pushing for. He wouldn't be turning in his grave at all. This is what they were all inducted to, probably when they were kids. Wouldn't be, finally, the normal way of rearing children, it's finally, you know, coming out in the open, you know, children are a commodity. And of course, you know, we have excess children, right? We have millions and millions around the world of orphans. And these orphans, you know, end up being used and abused, oftentimes used to, they wind up dead. They don't go to full, you know, adulthood. And, you know, it's, you know, basically used to feed the predators. Why would they prey on children? Because they were abused when they were children, probably, and they never worked it out. So they, you know, they were groomed, and so they were groomed to become the oppressor, the slave trader, the slave owner. So then it goes generationally. So then the next generation is also abused, and they grow up, and they're groomed to become the next oppressor, the next slave owner. And then the next one comes up, and it's just an ongoing cycle. And no one can break the cycle. you know, with Epstein, they were trying to get at Epstein about it, the Ghislaine Maxwell and all that. They never really got to the bottom of it all. You know what I mean? The just the sheer amount of children in the world, of, you know, whether they try to recruit them from Haiti, from disasters. The UN was putting children on the plane. They're, you know, shipping them into the United States because it's the, you know, biggest business we have in the United States is human trafficking. Something to be really proud of. So that's all. I mean, you know, this today is kind of a summary, but I also said I could make a couple of predictions of where it's headed. Well, I'd like to think that they're not going to, you know, push the nuclear thing, but they're doing that. So I would get in agreement with God about praying to survive and having God lead you to where you should be to survive. I don't, you know, these people, you know, the idea that they're doing all this on purpose, inflation, you know, economy, driving prices, people out of work, people truly suffering and upset. They double down even more, it seems. Because, you know, at the end of the day, you know what you know where they come from. You know what God they serve. You know who they are. And they always do the same thing. You know, it's always about selling out humanity, you know, for their own gain. It's always the same. They don't care who they step on, who they hurt. They don't give a shit. They'll kill Bambi all day long. No problem. So that's who your leaders are. In fact, to even become a leader, you have to be vetted. To be vetted, you have to show them that you could be ruthless. And if you cower in any way, you don't want to do evil, let's say, then you're considered a loser and kicked out. And that's just the way it's going to be. There's just no other way to it. It's brutal. The only comfort that I find in this world with all that going on is since I feel like it's hemmed in on all sides. Now, you can leap ahead of these problems and say, look, but there's going to be this glorious future. Well, that's nice to think that way, you know, but now people have to deal with this situation that's very fluid, changing all the time, getting worse. And they have to figure out, how are they going to survive this? You know, and, you know, will this go to a civil war? Will this go to a nuclear war? Will this be, you know, billions of people dying of starvation? What exactly is it going to be? Well, they did the old commie thing of Stalin. They pulled the food. Now promising another pandemic, you know, so this one would be without food, without, you know, your Walmart. And, you know, they just keep on. They never got in trouble. Nothing ever really happened. People, you know, report what we were the last year. They don't even say anything about anything. They don't mention anything we talk about here. They don't mention the real news. They just say, you know, we're going on and hopefully, you know, the country is very divided and hopefully it'll come together and things will be great in the future. And, you know, yeah, I understand if you're young, you want a great future. And I think if you want to get a great future going, you're dealing with tabula rasa right now. In other words, this is a blank slate. You get an agreement with God or where you're going, and God will guide. That's what I have to do day to day. God will just guide me, and that's all I can do. And God will guide in terms of, you know, people wanting to save the world. I mean, Govinda had he'll be here tomorrow. Actually, at 3 a.m. He had a thing where, you know, he just said, save America, save the world. And it really is true. What happens here affects the world. I saw a thing today that because of what Biden's done to America, everyone all over the world is sad and upset and angry. And they're saying it's because of what Biden is doing. So what happens here, you know, so if you were to save America, now what would it mean to save America? Would it be to have a theocratic state where you'd say, Jesus and nothing else. Well, no, that wasn't the original edict of America. America was to be tolerant of whatever religious practices, whatever people believe, whether they're Muslims or Jews or Christians or whatever they were, Hindus, Buddhists, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Freedom of religion, freedom to pursue happiness. These fundamental rights go very deep, but they come from God. And if someone doesn't believe that, that doesn't bar them from coming to America, right? That you're allowed to not believe in God and be in America. You're allowed to believe in God and be in America. Yeah, hope you find what you're looking for. Rather than a theocratic, you know, like an Islamic state, like Iran, okay, where it's a theocratic state where, you know, all the mores and behaviors are, like, dictated from on high. You know, you will think this, you will do that. So, you know, and no one's ever seen anything like America. No one's ever seen a state that was free before. Canada never had the freedom America has. It's truly extraordinary. It's, you know, there's places that want to have it, but they're not going to, you know, it's to the extent that you honor God. You know, if you honor God, you know, and sacrifice the lust of the flesh and sacrifice the abominations and perversions and greed and killing and wars for no reason and all for filthy lucre and all that, what ends up happening is that people become blessed. The nation can prosper whose God is the Lord. That's very clear. The reason I know that is, I get that from the Bible, but yes, I also know that for a fact. What God is America's God? None. There is no God for America right now. Well, there's one called, you know, the Creator. There was the divine Creator, whatever. There was the inspiration for the Declaration of Independence and all that. So that, I suppose that would be the God of America. But how many people really believe in that God? Well, but that God is the only way, now being that that's the Creator God, that is the one God, that's the only way that you can get back to having a saved. So if you want to save America, then the people need to be, you know, worshiping God, right? At least following the edicts of God, following the precepts of God, you know, you're honoring the fact that there is a God that has, you know, that you just can't do anything you want. You just can't go hurting people and children and, you know, and babies and this and that and expect that you would be blessed. And I think that, I don't know whether America is going to learn this lesson, but if they do learn it here, then I believe America would be, you know, saved, but not unless America, you know, repents and acknowledges the truth. I mean, we have news articles that have the truth. They won't accept it. You know, they have a film out, 2,000 Mules, proves beyond all doubt election fraud. There it is, the fact. No one will, they won't even mention the name of it on the air. I mean, that's how cowardly and disgusting these people are. You know, the Murdochs are just, you know, disgusting pigs. All they want is money, and they have no morals. And they hate the truth. They put on these, you know, retards every night that are good actors, you know, and they read the news as if they give a shit. It's a joke. But what's not a joke is, yes, their bank accounts are swelling up for the Murdoch boys and their Fox, this and that. And sure, yeah, it's all fun and games for people like that. The elites have made more money the last 2 or 3 years than they've ever made in the history of the world. They've been nothing but successful. So why wouldn't they keep on if this method works? If letting all this out of the closet works, why not just double down on it? So anyway, I'm interested to hear, like I say, what Govinda and others have to say about the future. My prediction in the future is that we need to kind of clean this stuff up that's going on now. And I think that will go a long way to, and at the same time, we also need to expand. That is, you know, there's always been talk about going to the stars, doing this, doing that, advanced technologies, and, you know, advanced states of consciousness and, you know, frequencies. Frequencies are used to, you know, they can make everybody sick with COVID frequencies, right? With the Spanish flu, radio frequencies. Well, why couldn't they have radio frequencies that are beneficial? Well, they do. See? So it's you say, well, then what's wrong? What's wrong is the heart of man has fallen. It's dark and needs, you know, the light of creation, which is Jesus, to exist in a, you know, to be, you know, redeemed, which is a actually expansion out of this situation. And, you know, unless somebody sees that, then it'll be no ticky, no washy. Because, so if you short shrift it, if you tell people, let's all, you know, agree with God and this and that, I mean, here's a dilemma for you that who Jesus knew and chose. If you shirk the name because you're trying to get a big gathering in a big tent, and you all come together under this, like, amorphous God or in love and unity, and you will lose everything because you're failing the test that God's giving you of being afraid of saying that name, not, you know, being afraid of the gospel, ashamed of it even. So you see, you got to, you know, so that's, so I tell people, like, you know, movie people, I've got a real liberal atheist guy I'm working with on something, and I'm born again, you know. I'm a born again Christian. So Jesus is my way. And every once in a while I'll mention, or I'll say God bless or something like that. And I don't care if it irks the guy. But I mean, that's it. It's out in the open, it's out in front, and I'm not going to pull back. You know, and you'll find that with most people, we agree on so many things. We all agree we don't like this inflation. We don't like this intentional corruption. We don't like this intended destroying the nation and destroying people's livelihoods. We don't like it. Anyway. I see how we've gotten through the last 2 years and the way that I've done it. And oh, you know, the other thing is you got to be brutally honest with people. You got to be honest about what you're going through. You got to be honest with people. And you can't just pull punches and keep stuff from people. And it's all got to be above board and all the cards have to be on the table. I mean, that's basically the way it's got to be from here on out. And we'll see if people have the gumption to do that. I know we have a great remnant here, and I think that's, you know, showing some results, you know, with the, you know, the government, the exposure, all this stuff is coming out. And also, I need to thank all the co-truth tellers that, along with me, and me along with them, have been giving the right story out. I mean, I didn't focus on the frequencies enough because I didn't really, you know, I didn't really make that Spanish flu comparison, but we'll be talking about that in the future because frequencies is how you get someone in, you know, like South Africa to be infected with, you know, say COVID and then up in Texas or something. And you go, well, how did that spread down there? It wasn't a spread. It was a frequency thing. So, you know, this is also a part of it. And we all have these frequencies, you know, coming out of our phones if they want, if they so desire. Like, you know, instant disease, you know, 5G, whatever. And so radio frequencies it's a problem, you know, and EMF is a problem. And all these things are problems. You know, your toaster oven emits tremendous amounts of EMF as much as a microwave. microwave is different. It's microwave versus, you know, EMF. But I'm just saying, you know, they both have the ability to you know, destroy organisms. So, you know, we already live in a very toxic environment, and it's, you know, it's going to take a lot of it's going to take people not just living for the almighty dollar, you know, to bring solutions to people. They're doing it out of the goodness of their hearts because they really care. You know, they're going to try to help. And we saw a lot of that with the medicine, with the hydroxychloroquine at first, and then we had the ivermectin. And we saw a lot of people that are just finding out what to do, what kind of supplements to take to, you know, even if you've had the jab, what kind of supplements to take to stop some of these spike proteins from going on. Because, you know, when you have enough spike proteins, that can definitely ruin your health. But you become basically a... You know, some sort of you know, you become like a flu machine, where you're producing all these spike proteins that could, you know, potentially, you know, shed on other people and cause the spread of disease. So, and you know, they've never been straight about any of it, and watching people accept the lie, then get burned by the lie. Which we're now in that phase. They've all realizing we've been burned. Then look at the percentage of those that say, I don't care. I'm staying with the mind control. I'm sticking with it. Even though it's been proven to them. And that's because they're afraid of losing what little they have. That they're afraid it's going to be taken away. Their food or their this or that or whatever it is. Job, food. Whatever. They still look to the Biden administration as, you know, please save me. Please save us. We need help over here. We have no baby formula. Biden does not care about you anything. And he doesn't, as far as you're concerned, he hates you all. He hates all Americans, and especially Democrats. He totally, he's not going to get baby formula. He hates you. He doesn't care. Left or right. Republican, Democrat, doesn't matter. He's in another world. And there's lots of people around him, and they're all, you know, they're all trying to figure out how they can, you know, basically they're all coming to this conclusion. How can we get rid of them and have no guilt and have our own, you know, a new life somewhere? And that's the wrong answer. That is the wrong answer for them because they're foolish. What that means is they're going to fail. They're throwing their lives away, but our lives will go on. What kind of world do you want to have here? You know, a world that would be good for me is just a world that deals with truth rather than the lie. Make a tremendous difference. Well, okay. Anyway. Preaching to the choir, right? July 4th! July 4th coming up, a big weekend. What are your plans? What's happening? It's Independence Day. What? Wow. You going to stoke up Mel Gibson's The Patriot? I think I'm going to do that. Yeah. Praise God. In Jesus' name, amen. I've got no problem saying, Lord, heal our land. Heal us all in Jesus' name, please. And then we'll be led to where you take us. Yeah, we'll get an agreement with you right now, Father. I don't know where this is going, but I'm going. It might be into a bloody fight in the Patriot. All right. No. God, that's not the future. I don't know. I do know that people don't want to fight naturally. They don't want to have a bloody civil war. They don't want to get, you know, fall down and have all the mistakes of the past. They certainly don't want a war between Russia and NATO, really Russia and the United States, which Hillary Clinton promised we would have. She said, when the president, when the commander-in-chief gives the order must be followed. What order would that be? It was for nukes. Nukes. You know, like what they're moving into the western border of Ukraine? What? NATO's moving in nukes. Nuclear-capable missiles, they call them. That means nuclear on, but that means they already have nukes. Ready to go. In other words, we're going to keep coming after you, Putin. He goes, why should Putin make all the money? Now everyone's like, you know, Putin's like the United States now. Total prosperity. And don't think for a minute that Biden got his yachts or the CIA or anybody. That's all bullshit. They just find a picture of a big yacht and show you a picture. It's like, we got weapons of mass destruction here, says Dick Cheney. Colin Powell. Yeah, you see that? See those weapons there down there? Okay, W, call the strike in. Yeah, 2003, baby. And how many children died? Well, according to Madame Albright, about 500,000 Iraqi children were lost. It's a bargain at twice the price. She said something to that effect, right? Because in the end, they show you how they feel about you when they conduct war. They don't care. You're not one of them. You're sludge. You're expendable. You're nothing. If you don't want people like that in office, then they need to be scrutinized, don't they? A little bit better, right? Not having them elect who they want, and then you get stuck with it. Interesting time, because I also am perceiving that the Americans are pretty much awake to a certain extent, but are really waking up even to the deeper things. And they don't know where to go with their anger. It's almost like I can see them all with the pitchforks heading down to the White House. You know what I mean? Talk about a real insurrection and be you know, it's everybody. It's Democrats, Republicans, you know, just anybody that's got a business, anybody that had a life and it's now ruined, you know. Anybody that had children, if, you know, the children, I mean, don't forget also, you know, we made some headway against this human trafficking. It's really being run by, you know, the State Department, you know, the UN, the cartels, you know, it's all coming through Mexico. It's a huge business. It's more than, makes more money than drugs. So you see, it's just like, you know, they just deliver them by the, remember they lost, you know, remember that truck that all those people died in? They're just like fish. You know, oh, all the fish died, right? They're just treated like meat, these people. That's how they think. Never forget that they look down on you and they spit on you. Never forget that. I mean, that's like, you know, society 101. You know, they are there to spit on you. And then they show up at a rally talking about how great, you know, I'm against abortion because I'm against the taking of life. And I'm for, you know, all these centers that crop up for adoption. You know what I mean? That try to help the mothers, you know, and they say, well, I was raped. It wasn't my fault. Oh, you, things can happen. I mean, people get cancer, people get disease, people get all kinds of things in their life. They get, you know, taken out financially. They get, you know, lots of things can happen to people. Pregnancy is not really, you know, the main thing, especially not in this country. There's not that many births, really. You know, the birth rate's gone way down. Sperm counts have gone way down. Everything's gone way, way down in that department, and I think that's by design. But the one thing about it is, it's people's focus. That, you know, they can get any kind of abortion they want, and in some place, the places they're saying, well, we're going to set up tents in states, you know, that on federal lands in states that have outlawed abortion, we're going to put tents up in federal lands where they can drive to the federal park and get their free abortion. It's so important. Why is it important? It's important to have all the women and that they're pursuing their careers. Why is that important? Because it interrupts. Because we need the women to be on top. We need the men with their balls cut off. And we need everyone to be in obedience. And then they need to be conquered. They need to be taken over. And they need to be told what to do. And then they need to die on cue. Thank you. No. My spirit, the way I am, I like freedom. You know what I mean? I like freedom. I like good, you know, fun. I like creative projects. I like doing things, and I try to stay busy because I have had, you know, a lot of trauma and a lot of, you know, horror, just pure horror in dealing with these realities we talk about. And it's taken me a long time to, you know, get over some of those horrors. You know, but then again, when I look at human drama, if it doesn't take all this into account, then it's not a very good book or not a very good, you know, it seems like all the writers have to kind of nod and wink at it, admit it exists so they can write a story that would be credible. But it's the unmentionable. Anyway, I think more importantly, we don't want to live in a world where there are no options. You know, where people can't expand. We are human beings, made in the image of God. We have the ability of building. We are builders. We want to build this thing out. Like as Elon Musk said about Twitter, he says, I want to, you know, find out what its true potential is. We don't know. A lot of things are not potentiated outward because they've been stifled by the people at the top who are inverted themselves. They think that people are there to be used for their pleasure. They don't realize relationships between people are a give and take kind of arrangement. Dictatorships and relationships don't tend to work. I saw Hunter Biden, he was had some young prostitute there, and he was telling her, you can't say this stuff about me, and he was dictating to her. He was literally abusing her verbally. Not that bad. You know, it wasn't terrible, but it was just very, can't the guy see? He's filming himself saying, I'm the nicest guy you ever met. You can't say things like that about me. You know, you finally got your $10,000. And it just, it was so damning that I just thought, God, isn't anyone embarrassed? And I realized, the Biden family is not embarrassed by, you know, any kind of pedophiliac activities between them, showers, this, that, the other thing, hookers, underage, overage, doesn't matter, you know, just hookers, lawlessness, kickbacks, money laundering, you name it. You know, it's they're not embarrassed by any of it. They get away with every single thing. I mean, all of it. Yeah, the future, no matter what happens here, folks, it's fine. I don't know how much longer you have or, you know, what the deal is, but the main thing is you got to die alone. You want to be in concert with the living God. You want to do all the things that you can do in cahoots with God, in the plan of God, in agreement with God, and see where that leads. I don't desire to force my consciousness overriding God's plan. I'd rather find out what the plan is and get with it. And a lot of times I'll ask, Lord, things are not really going that well. I mean, are you sure we're in your word or we're in your plan? And how do I get an agreement with you, Lord? You know, things like that. And of course, for people's healing. And I always pray for the, you know, for the justice to be served. And I think that's the first thing that has to happen is justice in the U.S. and in Europe and in Australia, New Zealand, wherever injustice has been, crimes against humanity need to be rooted out and dealt with in tribunals, whatever, then sky's the limit. If you can get rid of that corruption, if that can happen, then, you know, you can build here, you know, you can certainly have that. I'm kind of omni. In other words, I see lots of different dimensions and things and possibilities and lots of things and dreams too that are just like endless worlds and other worlds. And I even saw Dasha on someone's leash trying to get in here to get to lick me or whatever, to say hello. And I had to tell her, go back over there. I don't know where that is, but she's already got a owner and, you know, not owner, but a human with a leash on her. So she's like, go back. So it's like she died here in one level, and then she was there in another level. You know what I mean? And that was life going on. You know, I think there's something to that. You know, it's something we can get into later. You know, if you think this is, you know, if I've just gone over the obvious here, you know, I'm, first of all, sorry. My idea today was to predict, you know, what would happen to various things. I suppose that one of the first things would be the midterms. I believe that before that even gets here, they're very tempted. It's maybe not set in stone, but they're very tempted to pull something before those midterms and, you know, try to get their way, because they realize if they ever get out of power, these people, the justice will turn to them. You know, justice will be looking for them. Those who sold out humanity, you know, to be, they thought by now more people would be dead, and just shows you. You know, God's plan is not their plan. They're stupid to to just assume they have it all sewn up, because they don't. You've also seen a lot of deviation from the people waking up and the jabs, and the people are not having it right now. You notice they were going to lock us down and then they didn't. Okay, there's another thing. But they're waiting for another time to do it. You know, they need something stronger. So they're just still on this kill. They're a death cult. So that's all they think about. They don't think about life. And they've never built anything in their lives. They wouldn't know what a payroll is. They don't know how to go to the grocery store. They don't know anything about anything about anything about anything about nothing. They're just like complete backwards, robotic idiots. That's all they know is kill, kill, kill. That's all they know. That's it. Kill, kill, vaccines. Yeah, kill. Just create a big pandemic. You know, they spend all their lives trying to figure out how to hurt people rather than how to help people and how to have a wonderful civilization. They get handed a great civilization, and all they can think of all day long, every day, is how we can destroy it, how we can really hurt them. And they see humans as the enemy. It's like, I hurt you and you survive. That hurts my feelings. Therefore, I'm coming after you double now. And that's it. That's the extent of their thinking. That's like Harari and Schwab and Gates. That's what they sit in the boardroom, and all they can think about is, yeah, and if they survive that, then we're really going to give it to them. I hate them. And so you all know the reason that they didn't get their way is because of God, of the hand of God, proof, positive, beyond all doubt, that God exists and God restrains them. All the more reason, while there's time, to get right, you know, with the living God. I would just give people this advice. Hey, dude, you're going to die, okay? Get right with God, get your affairs in order, and be ready. Okay, next. What? I just have that feeling. I'm not saying we're going to die, but I have that feeling that there's an urgency as if you're going to die. Get right. What would you do if you're going to die today? Would you really put a middle finger in God's face and say, I can't wait to go with the devil and all that? Or would you just say, oh my God, I'm sorry? What would you do? Out there, rock stars and people that really, really excelled in this satanic system. You made all that money. You made all that fame. You did all those amazing achievements that no one else could do. Now, it seems to me you're going to have to go down with the ship. I don't see any way out of it. You know, I don't know. You know, probably going to say you're going to hope for the best. Karma is real. Reap what you sow is real. Justice is real. It may take a long time, but justice is on its way. Right? A great awakening is occurring. And so there is, you know, there are opportunities to really, you know, put this thing away. It's going to take a little bit of courage, but my encouragement comes from more and more people waking up and just, they've had it. They're not going to put up with it, whether it be lockdowns or none of it. Kids getting jabbed, you know, this is just they just started this a couple weeks ago. The idea of kids getting jabbed, even against their will, it's absolutely just no tolerance, and you know, for something that's what they call an experimental use of a drug. I can't imagine parents allowing that to happen, but apparently they don't have to allow it. They just go ahead and do it. All right, everybody. I will see you. Well, you've got to be, you know, happy too. You can't just be like, you know, bummed out and depressed and, you know, worried and, you know, you just got to be honest. Get those feelings out there. Be honest about your how you see things and what's going on, and you know it will pay you back if you withhold from people that need to know or whatever. And you got issues there. You've got to put things on the table and just for no other reason, just to clear the air, because all kinds of people make agreements and they want to tell so and so this or not tell so and so that, or. You can't go there. You have to say everything to everybody. You know, the best policy is just total honesty. It really is. It's just the best way to live. As far as God granting you the reward of being silly and laughing and having a little fun while all this is happening, I've seen people who fit in that category. It doesn't mean they're not concerned. It means they're not allowing this to get them down. They're not lamenting, in a way that debilitates. And I'm not saying to make a game out of it exactly, but it's almost like, it's be better to make a game out of it than take it so seriously, because every time I take this world seriously, the next day it changes. Or within a few days, something shifts. It's not the same world. It's a different world now. We're definitely in a different world now than before. Same admonishment, though. Just get in agreement with the Lord. A lot of times you may say, go this way, do that. And it would be, other people may say, no, that's not right. So, well, I guess I'm going to have to let you know that's the way that God's leading me. And we'll see you later. Blessings all around. That's another thing that happens. No, I'm trying to find. Okay, here we go. And I will see you next time. Look for me on Substack. Zeph Daniel Communique on Substack. Communique, French word.
Did you delete your word
last night? Because I forgot what it was. I saw it there. And
oh, you deleted it?
I wanted to redo it.
It
was really a rant. I just, let me think about it. I just wasn't quite sure. what I want to do is write more and, you know, do a lot more scripture breakdown, because lately I've been getting so many scriptures that are pertaining to what's going on. Just like you see someone say this or do that, and it's like identical with what, you know, so you draw the conclusion that God really does know what people are up to. But, you know, we've been blessed to come this far with the abominations. We've been, you know, all around. And that, I mean, the last 6 months, the abominations have grown to be, you know, right in God's face, you know, just like middle finger in his up his nose. It's almost on that level, you know. And you just have to think these people may be really, really ignorant. You know, like I said, they're not the brightest bulbs in the box. We already know that. They've told us they're challenged in that area. Yeah, I love the ones that, you know, there's something, well, I have 5 degrees. And, you know, yeah, and this child here has no degrees. And so far, the child's beat the crap out of you, buddy. And with that, we'll see you. Yeah.
Look up.